Our October 2nd Health Recreation Events Committee meeting. Next item is approval of minutes from the July 31st meeting. You have a motion?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, motion passes. Item 3 is public comment. If we have anyone here to address the committee today? Yes, okay. You'll just need a name, address, and you have 2.5 minutes.
I could do that in 10 minutes. Thank you, ma'am. My name is Reverend Rob Dewey, and I live at 598 East Hop Crow Drive. And it's been my joy to, I'm here to say good stuff, to work with your recreation folks that are full-time. I know that the pickleball thing has hit like a ton of bricks, like a hurricane, and sometimes you don't know what to do with all of us that are type A personalities. But it has, it's worked out really well. I have no plan to go to the private courts that have opened. I'm going to be a public court guy. I very graciously was asked about 3 or 4 years ago to kind of coordinate, as a volunteer, the program at Marion Brown. And I'm proud to say that we have probably 30 to 40 and maybe even more that come through there every morning. And that's a lot of folks. Yeah. And it's been really exciting. I got Gary, Councilman Santos over there one time. And so I haven't seen him come back. Sir?
I said that they beat me up.
But we love you. And but it's been neat. We had beginners and intermediates. The advanced players usually go somewhere else because we frustrate them a little bit. But it's been great. And the social activity also associated with that has been awesome. For example, this coming Wednesday, we have our fall social, and we'll be over at the pizza place on Coleman. And there'll probably be about 100 of us there because they'll come from other communities in the Mount Pleasant area. So anytime I've had some kind of an issue, like the big tree fell on our court, I get in touch with Matt or Steve, the workers were there the next morning to remove the tree by 8:15. I mean, what other community can make that happen? So I just say kudos to your staff. Kudos to you all. So thank you.
Thank you.
No charge.
Thank you.
Okay, no further comment. We'll go on I'm sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Brent Montero, 1461 Hidden Bridge Drive. I am here with the Culture, Arts, and Pride Commission to show support and answer any questions that you might have about our presentation previously in August to council. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. All right. We'll go on to item 4, which is review the Cultural Arts and Pride Commission's recommendation regarding the process for a town community arts center. I know we've voted to invest in starting something, and
that's
we've
correct.
Been working on it.
Sure. Thank you, Madam Chair. Uh-huh. Good morning. Yes, as you know, Council had asked the CAP Commission to take a look at a cultural arts center. But make a recommendation for an approach to that. They did that and came together to council with an approach and was presented. And we were just bringing it to committee just to have any discussion on that. They provided a few recommendations after doing some research. I believe I re-forwarded that presentation to you just so you could take a look at it and see the information and the research that they did and the recommendations they had. And we just wanted to bring it forth to the committee to have a discussion to see if there was a next step that you would like to take.
I know, I'm not sure if council would like to find the space first or put out an RFP and have whoever wins that find the location. So I think we need to find out what order of things so that we can move forward
okay.
more deliberately.
All right.
Does anyone on the committee have an opinion about that? Or
I can just go over the recommendations with you, so you can see what they were, just to review them. So.
Okay.
Their first recommendation was just to establish and adopt a mission statement. I don't need to read the whole thing here, but you know, the idea is just to establish some sort of mission statement, so we are all on board with what is trying to be achieved. The second step is their recommendation was to conduct an RFP process for an experienced artist, director, and operator to manage the facility on a sublease contracted basis and hired upon the town council's approval and budget. Having that person on board would then help us in the process of having a mission of what we want to do, having a person on board that could qualified to be able to accomplish that mission would help us accomplish recommendation 3, which is utilize committed funds to identify, lease, and uplift a mixed-use art space to nurture the town's existing arts community. So that was the recommendation from CAP. And next step would be in either council's their role to give the next step in that. And I didn't know if you wanted to have any recommendation from the committee to in any direction you wanted to go on that.
Mr. Randa. Yeah.
I don't know that it's ready necessarily to go back to council yet. My suggestion would be if we could take these recommendations and if town staff could put together put this in a timeline, a timeline of what that would look like if we were to, do these recommendations and then just kind of refine it a little bit. CAP did awesome work, and thank you, Bryn, for all of your work on that. But if we could just refine it a little bit and get like a detailed timeline together of how this would operate and what that would look like, and then come back to this committee, whether it's next month or in December, whatever gives town staff the time to do that, I think that would be a good thing. If y'all agree?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
As far as the RFP, I guess it would be good for legal to put some language together about how that would work and what we would be looking for. Yeah. Could you bring do we just want the timeline first or maybe a skeleton of how the RFP could work?
Right. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, because I do have,
Go ahead.
I do have some questions about the RFP as far as legal questions as far as, all right, so if we do the RFP first, which I agree with, I think that would be good, but what if they don't find a proper suitable, I worry that if we do the RFP first, then it's almost like whoever that is going to just pick something that's available and maybe it's not the best fit and maybe something that's a better fit comes available soon after that. I just don't know how that works. If we throw the RFP out there, but then a space isn't found that's really suitable yet, how does that work? So, you don't have to answer that right now. Yeah. Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Yes, I did wonder what would be better, to find a space first or... Mm-hmm. Or get the RFP and have them help select the space.
I do.
Okay. Okay. That'll be good. We can just bring something back to committee. You did in a month, or you think it would take a little longer too?
Well, we certainly could bring it back in a month. That would be fine. Whatever timeline you'd like it to be brought in, we could do that. We will also probably with that, I think an important thing is getting some guidance on what we want to achieve.
Right.
And so to write an RFP to achieve what we want to achieve, and getting some guidance from council on exactly what the end goal is on that. But we could put together a draft mission statement or something like that with the timeline that could be approved or altered and edited as you see fit.
Okay. I think that would be good for next month, to the mission statement, so we know how to direct the rest of the process. Make sure that's something for next month, since that's kind of the first item up.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Thank you. We'll move on to item 5, which is discussion recommendation from the Recreation Advisory Commission regarding open space at the town's Phase On Road property. I know we've had discussion at full committee. Council about this a little bit, about whether, I think somebody brought up whether we would definitely make this open space, but I think right now it's part of the plan, so it makes sense to me for the public to use it.
Sure, yes, ma'am. And this was a recommendation from the Recreation Advisory Commission. Mm-hmm. You know, after council had approved the moving forward with a version, you know, of Scheme B for the Phase On Road property, the Recreation Advisory Commission learned about that recommendation, you know, with Scheme B, and just looked at that open space. And their recommendation is just simply that that space be made available, that it remain available to the public for public use in whatever capacity that may be.
Right, that makes sense. I'd like to hear from other committee members.
No, I mean, I definitely agree that that open space, whatever it ends up being, should be available for public use, as well as, you know, any of the folks that live in the affordable housing or people who work in those businesses, or, I mean, I think it should just be open to anybody to use.
Yeah.
I guess my question is, how much is that open space? An acre or 2 acres? How much is that?
I don't recall the numbers on that.
I think it's approximately 2 acres.
Okay.
Reflected on there, it's like a sort of
a
field is about 2 acres.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so that would be, we're talking about utilized just as an open space. I mean, nothing really going to go out there. I mean, I know before I was really pushing for having some type of facility out there, as well as, you know, a senior center out there, and I'm just wondering if that's still included in there.
The civic space will be included within the, where you see the note, the ABC. Mm-hmm. Civic space will be included in that area. The rest of this, where you see the open space, and of course you can kind of see the trails shadowed in, and the residual of the 38 acres is all conceptual still at this point, but is all on the residual property that is not being discussed with Landmark.
Regarding the open space as well, we haven't defined whether we'll even make that. It may stay woods at this point. Okay, that's what I was saying, that I think some council members weren't sure they wanted to lay that out. There'll be an expense because it'll have to be filled and all that. So I definitely agree that if it comes to fruition, that it should be a public space. So I think it's a good recommendation. So
I'm still kind of pushing for a senior center out that way. Mm-hmm. And some opportunity to have some fields, you know, for the kids as well. So I don't see that on there.
As I understand it, the senior center or community center aspect of it will be incorporated in one of those buildings, as Christiane was saying, perhaps in building C, there would be some square footage allotted for such a facility.
Okay, I look forward to seeing those drawings.
Yeah, that would be a logical space if we're going to make it open to the public. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else? Do we need to bring this recommendation to full council or anything? We'll just wait till we're further in the process and bring this up then.
That's what I think.
Yes,
yeah.
That makes sense,
yeah.
Right? Right. Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay. Now we'll have program and projects update.
All right. Programs are going very well. Very, very strong with our youth sports and adult sports. Going on very well. Some things I wanted to highlight to you are projects that we have happening. Memorial Waterfront Park Phase 3. Still a lot of dirt moving around over there, but in here you can see they are actually building the structure is starting to go up, the restroom facility, which is going to be adjacent to the splash pad and near the basketball courts. Structure is going up. This is what it looked like last week. So I can also show you, you can start to see the outline of the large circle, the large circular loop. My cursor didn't show up on there, but the large circular loop of the overflow parking lot. So that's where the pavement will be going around that big large loop, and the overflow parking will be in the center of that. Also, not too exciting is the retention pond area, but it's been dug out and prepared to be able to hold the excess water in the area. Making progress on that project and still looking for a July of 2024 opening date. Carolina Park Phase 3 and 4 is getting very, very close to completion. I know I said that last time too, but we were getting very, very close. Just some finishing touches here. You can see some of the backstop netting is up, the shelter over the score table. The sod is in this picture here. They're actually installing the bases are being put in on field 3, the large baseball field. The basketball court is in, and it still needs to have its final surface and painted for basketball and pickleball lines, but the fence is up, the asphalt's in, and the goals are in place. Also not too exciting, but this was one of the last parts they just finished, is the expanded parking lot going around the backside of the softball field over there and heading back toward the tree line. So that's a lot of expanded parking spaces. It'll be very, very helpful over there. And then just some of the bollards that have been put in place in the front. There actually are going to be some other additional removable bollards. We just thought these were really cool looking to highlight the facility. Some removable bollards will be placed in between these in the large gaps that you see there. But that's to stop people from driving up into the lawn area and stuff over there. Obviously, any emergency vehicle will be able to remove a bollard and get them over there as needed. Those are some of the pictures I have of the projects. Rifle Range Road, also wanted to let you know, with Rifle Range Road, we have started working with Leolio, the construction of the design company on that project. We had a kickoff meeting about 3 weeks ago, and then last week we went and walked the property, and they are beginning to do some surveying in that area. I'm so excited about that project. It's going to be a beautiful, beautiful park for the community. So that's where we are on that project. Another thing I wanted to let you know about was our summer camps. Summer camps, how fantastic they were this year. Every year, I never know that we're going to do more than the year before. I'm always skeptical as to whether we could. This year, we had 7,145 participants. We brought in over $1 million in revenue, and the town had a net of $285,000 from that. But 7,000 residents, about 6,900 residents were served, and then about another 150 to 200 non-residents were served in our summer camps over the year, over the summertime. And fantastic comments that we've gotten back from everybody on all the surveys, and I'm very, very proud of that. And just wanted to highlight a few of the events that have happened. The farmers market wrapped up. We had our last farmers market last week. It was another great year over there at Moultrie Middle School. The second annual Hispanic Heritage Month celebration was in the middle of September. It was held right outside over here. It was a lot of fun. And then just last on Friday night, we had the Faith and Freedom concert with the East Cooper Baptist Church Orchestra. They performed out here last night, Friday night. Some upcoming events. We have our sock hops. We have track meet. Children's Day, obviously, is at Park West on the 15th of October. Huge event. Hope you can make it out there to that. Cross-country meet and trunk or treat at Carolina Park. So there's a lot going on in the department. This is a busy time of year. We have a lot of projects underway. I can also let you know, going back to the projects, the Park West pool. I didn't mention that. We have awarded the contract for the Park West pool. We had our kickoff meeting last week, and they should be starting in the next few weeks to getting going on that project.
I just had one. I see that midnight jury 24-hour track run you got in 2008. That's just a misprint, right?
It sure is. I don't know how that got on there. Yeah, we're going back in time. That's 15 years ago, right? 2023. That'll be in just a couple of weeks, or next week, right out here at Town Hall. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Well, that's going to happen, right? Yeah, all of our upcoming events are in this year.
Yeah. Well, I do have a question. Anything else? On the basketball courts, where we're adding the lines for pickleball,
right?
Is that going to look the same as the way it's set up at Marion Brown, or?
Yep, very, very similar to Marion Brown. We have a little different design on the basketball courts out at Waterfront Park. It's going to be real pretty. Actually, I was going to be talking with Rob Dewey about that this morning, just kind of going over the design, how we have it laid out. But again, it's two full-size basketball courts and four pickleball courts on there. Both here at Waterfront Park and also at Carolina Park. So by the end of sometime in October, we should be able to have the pickleball courts, four more pickleball courts at Carolina Park. And by next July, we'll have another four pickleball courts at Waterfront Park. So an additional eight courts compared to what we have right now.
I know I had one from the pickleball group at Marion Brown. They were recommending if we rotated the way the lines were drawn, we could get a whole extra court in. But I'm assuming that the professionals are looking at what we're doing and making things fit the best way.
There are different ways we could actually squeeze more in there. The space between the courts would become less. There'd become less space between the courts. You get a little bit more interference. It also, the aesthetics of it, mm-hmm. looking symmetrical on the courts, and just how it's laid out. We really think this is a preferred way that we have it. And also, we are adding a lot of additional courts. So, I mean, there's not going to be a shortage. In addition to the courts that we have now, the eight more that are coming on board, right, as we speak. And then, of course, the courts that are going to be at Rifle Range Road, eight designated courts at Rifle Range Road, plus indoor courts and the basketball courts over there. So we're going to be we have a lot of courts that will be available.
Yeah. Steve, I know when we first started talking about this, I had asked that we put two of those courts together to make one big court, like two basketball mm-hmm. courts. And I talked to Coach Concannon with the Stingrays about it. He was very excited that we could start a program of hockey for the kids there, and he even offered to coach it. I mean, so I wanted to make sure that we're still on track for that, because if we've got those two courts together, we can do a lot of different things out there. But I think having someone like him offered to be a coach and do a program for us out there would be tremendous for the kids to start getting into some hockey. I mean, I know my son grew up doing street hockey out in the road, and they were there all day long playing. And so it'd be great if we could offer that. You know, it's another opportunity for kids to do something like that. I think it'd be great. So I just want to make sure that we're still on track for making sure that those two are together so we can do that.
Absolutely. It's going to be very similar like you have here at Carolina Park, and it's going to be very similar to what we have at Marion Brown, where the two courts, it's one surface. It's one continuous surface mm-hmm. across the whole thing. And so, yeah, both, there's no separation. It's not a separated courts.
Good. Well, I'll talk to Coach Buchanan and let him know that, and mm-hmm. maybe come meet with you and Jimmy here and you guys and talk a little bit about it.
Good. Thank you.
Yeah. They're still out there. Okay. All right. Well, if there's no other comments or questions, we'll adjourn. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Great information.